Beach FM, locals talking to locals.
Transmission Gully with Crispy. Morning, Crispy.
Morning, Nige. And here I am down at a little spot called Rangatira Road. And the reason that we're here is that this is the closest compound to the piece of construction we're going to be talking about today. Now, with me is a project engineer with the structures team, Tom Puxley. Good morning, Tom.
Morning. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Now, we're pretty excited because there's some cool things that we're going to get to drive on that's brand new for us.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited as well, actually. The reason I'm out here.
So you've been part of this team for what, 18 months or so?
Yeah, a bit less than that, 16, 17, coming up to the old year and a half mark, yeah.
And has this been an easy bridge? Because the bridge we're talking about is the one that's actually going over Coates Ave, Collins Ave in Tawa. Now, has this been an easy bridge to build?
No. In its design, it's just not that easy. I mean, the fact that it's built for the earthquake environment, and we're building it next to an existing highway, as part of the existing highway, that we've got to build it in three stages. And so you're in a small area, you've got residents, you've got to keep the highway open and going, you've got to keep the road below open and going. So, I mean, everything in terms of construction is against you. There's limited space, there's limited time. It's just a very complicated design. But civil engineers don't do it for the boring structures. We do it for the fun ones, the complicated ones, and this is one of them.
So with regard to the piling and that sort of stuff, the piles that they've had to put in, because of the seismic nature of the ground, they're actually pretty special, aren't they?
Yeah, my piling works back in the UK before I moved here was limited. We don't have to deal with earthquakes there, so it's a very... if not easy, it's a simplified process. Drill a hole, put some steel in it, fill it with concrete. And it's much the same here, apart from there's an introduction of sleeves and specific break points within piles. Really, the steel within the reinforcement within these piles is really at the limit of what you can do with steel reinforcing. So you've got, 18, 20 meter long piles with 9, 10 meter long sleeves around them to allow any movement during seismic activity. The steel that comes out of those is triple bundled 40 mil diameter reinforcing bar. I've never dealt with that much steel to concrete ratio before. It's sort of unheard of outside of the seismic world, well, as far as I was aware. And that whole tie-in all the way up, that steel ties all the way up through the pile caps, through the walls, into the deck. So it's all one. There's no bridge bearings as such on this bridge. It's an integral bridge. So it's one very strong structure designed to move as one given an earthquake.
Fantastic stuff. Okay, now the thing that's happening next that we're all getting quite sort of interested about is that the bridge that we're currently driving over southbound, over Collins Ave, is shortly going to become a big hole because you're going to knock it down.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got to build the next part of our Bridge 26, which is Stage 2, which is in the spot of the existing southbound state highway. The Stage 1's coming very close to complete now in terms of the structural elements. So the concrete's all there, the barriers are going up, or they are up, just a few bits and bobs to do, noise walls, etc. The lads in the civils team are working really hard to get the approach embankments, the approaches complete and up to scratch so that we can switch the traffic over onto it. Obviously, we've got to move the traffic before we demolish. and then hopefully, weather pending, the weather is a constant threat to us here, we should be demolishing that in mid-August sometimes. And there's a lot of work currently going into that. We don't take demolition lightly. It's a very complex, very inherently dangerous thing to be doing, but the plans are in place, the contractors are on board, and we're looking forward to starting on Stage 2.
So you're saying then mid-August-ish we're going to be driving on a brand new bridge and a brand new piece of the highway?
That's the plan. Don't quote me on it. I'm sure I'm but weather is against us, and the guys, everyone is working very hard and a lot of hours to get stuff done, and that's the aim. Yeah, everyone will be travelling into Wellington on a new bridge.
Fantastic stuff. Well, make sure you keep listening to Beach FM. We'll give you all the details as they come together. And, of course, we'll give you plenty of notice when that changeover is going to happen. And I tell you what, that's going to be something to watch. Them demolish a bridge in the middle of an active motorway. That's going to be really cool. You haven't done anything like that before?
No, I've done plenty of demo in the UK. Rail bridges, I've quite often did possession. So take out in 72 hours, bit the new one in. But hopefully no one should notice we're demolishing it. That's the plan.
Excellent stuff. There you go. You heard it first on your live and local radio station, Beach FM. And I'm Chris B, reporting live on the Transmission Gully Gateway Project for the very best little local radio station, Beach FM 106.3.
106.3 Beach FM.